Today I'm going to address the question, how do we best know what righteousness is all about? I'm Pastor Schulze with the Call to Obedience radio ministry. This broadcast comes to you each week over the station at this time. Let us pray. Father, we pray now for the precious Holy Spirit to speak to us, to help us, and to guide us. In Jesus' name, amen. Our text today is from the 16th chapter of the Gospel of John, and I shall read to you from verse 7 and 8. The words of our Lord Jesus. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away, for if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you, and when he's come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. With Jesus physically leaving the earth now, as we are following the scriptures, we get more than if Jesus would have stayed on the earth. Jesus said, when I go away, I will send the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit shall no longer just be with you, but he shall be in you. It's found in John 14:17. We have gotten more, my friend, by Jesus leaving the earth than by him having stayed on the earth. There are some Christians who say, I'd rather have Jesus than the Holy Spirit. But I believe such thinking comes out of ignorance of the things of God. There's a tendency with these people to attach a greater value to Jesus than to the Holy Spirit. But our Bible teaches us that all three members of the Trinity are equally precious. And what is better yet is that with Jesus having sent the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, we not only receive the Holy Spirit, but we receive the Lord Jesus into our hearts as well. So, when Jesus came, he initiated the age of the Holy Spirit, for it is only through the Holy Spirit that we can receive Jesus, that we can know Jesus, that we can serve Jesus, that we can follow Jesus, that we can honor Jesus. It is the Holy Spirit who brings the Lord Jesus of the Gospels of the Holy Land of 2,000 years ago right into our hearts. Jesus said to his disciples, when I leave you, I will send you the Holy Spirit. He's now with you, but he shall be in you. Now let us go on with our text before us. The Holy Spirit shall convict the world of sin and of righteousness. The Holy Spirit, as mentioned to you last week, shows us the awfulness of our sins more clearly, more thoroughly than the law could ever do, than our conscience could ever do. But then the Holy Spirit also shows us the way of escape from this awful, sinful business. The Holy Spirit convicts the world of sin, yes, but he also convicts the world of righteousness. Praise the Lord. So the Holy Spirit is the one who brings us, who nudges us from alienation to reconciliation with God, from uncleanness to cleanness, from lostness to foundness, from despair to hope, from darkness to light. The Holy Spirit shall convict the world of sin and of righteousness. Now, what is righteousness? It is, first of all, the opposite of sin. While sin is the most ugly thing in the eyes of God, so righteousness is the most beautiful thing in the eyes of God. While sin is the most detestable thing in the mind of God, so righteousness is the most acceptable thing to the mind of God. The word righteousness comes from the Greek dikaios, and it means holy, right, and just. So the Holy Spirit will show us the holiness of God, the justice of God, the righteousness or the rightness of God more than the law could ever do, more than our conscience could ever do. To use an illustration, we can say that the law was like a 50-watt light bulb, and showing us the righteousness, the holiness, and the justice of God. But the Holy Spirit is more like a 50,000 or 50 million watt light bulb, showing us so much the more what sin and righteousness is all about. And the greatest revelation of the holiness, of the justice, and of the righteousness of God comes to us by the Holy Spirit showing us the life and the work of His Son, Jesus Christ. Through the Holy Spirit coming to the world, revealing Jesus, the holiness of God has come down to earth so that we can better understand what it means to live holy or a righteous life. The Old Testament Jew had a few ideas about what righteousness was all about through the law, through precepts, through principles, through abstracts. But the New Testament has given us a down-to-earth, practical demonstration of the life of a man of like flesh and blood as you and I are, living out the righteousness of God in a crooked and perverse generation. Jesus was always doing the holy, the righteous thing, and to the degree to which we are, and to the degree to which we are not measuring up to that, to His example of righteousness, as He portrayed it while He walked on the earth, to that degree we are sinners, or to that degree we are a righteous people. For example, Jesus taught us, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God." That's righteousness. And Jesus portrayed this poverty of spirit, which means this brokenness, this humility of spirit, in all His ways while He was amongst us. That's righteousness. Jesus taught, "Blessed are the pure in heart." Jesus was pure in heart. He said, if a man looks after a woman to lust after her, he has already committed adultery in his heart. Jesus did not look after any woman. He never lusted after any woman in His whole earthly life. That's righteousness. Jesus said, we must first seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all other things will be added unto us. Jesus never, while He was on the earth, was found seeking for anything but God's perfect will. Jesus was teaching us that if someone asks you to go 1 mile, we need to go with Him the second mile. Well, I want you to know the Lord Jesus has gone the first mile, the second mile, the third mile, the tenth mile for us to bring us to Himself. That's righteousness. Jesus taught us that if someone hits you on your cheek, then turn and let him hit you on the other cheek also. And He did that. And He let the Romans do that to Him. And that also is righteousness, or the right way to live. Jesus told us to love our enemies, and so He did. He even loved those who crucified Him, saying, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing." Reviling, He reviled not again. That also is the right way, the godly way, the righteous way. In Jesus Christ, the righteousness of God was revealed. The right way of living was revealed to us through Jesus Christ our Lord in the most beautiful and profound and yet simple way. The Holy Spirit will convict the world of righteousness. That is to say, He will show the world through the Lord Jesus life on earth what it really means to be and to live in a right relationship with God and in the right way. The right way of living with God and having God living through us is to being content with what we have. Jesus never ever sought any earthly goods. Oh, what a tragedy it is when a man who works 10 years then suddenly finds somebody being hired into the company, and this new man gets the same salary when he gets hired as this older man had to work for 10 years. Oh, what a complaining or murmuring or what a disappointment generally goes along with all this, with a man who's worked so hard for those 10 years to get what it took the other man immediately. How many complained about their salaries? Could you ever imagine Jesus, the Son of God, complaining about a salary when he was a carpenter? You know, Jesus told a story about this. He told a parable about this, about a man who came to work in the last hour of the day, and he got paid the same as the man who worked all day long. Yes, this seems so wrong to man. It seems so wrong to us. It makes man very, very upset. And man says, this is not right. This is not righteous. But my friend, the righteousness of God says, no, be content with what you have. Seek first the kingdom of God, and all other things shall be added unto you. If you have the Lord Jesus in your heart, what does it matter what you get paid, as long as you have enough bread on the table? My Christian friend, you have this treasure in earthen vessels. You have God dwelling within you. Christian, how can you complain about anything with that in you? You have this great gift of God that the prophets could not even dream of. The presence of the Almighty God every moment of the way. His protection, His love, His care, His forgiveness, and everlasting life, and treasure in heaven to boot. What is righteousness? The righteousness of God. Did you ever see Jesus being envious of somebody else's salary, who deserved the greatest salary of all the people in the world? Who ever worked the hardest and gave the most and was the most deserving of the highest salary? But was it not the Lord Jesus Christ Himself? Yes, did He ever complain that He did not get paid? Did He ever complain that He did not have what others had, houses and donkeys and closets full of clothing? Didn't He find all His joy by dwelling in the presence of His Father? This, my friend, also is righteousness, is right living with God. The Bible tells us that if we have food on the table and clothing and a roof overhead, we ought to be content. Earthly material things were never, ever Jesus' concern. The Holy Spirit, yes, will convict the world of righteousness through the life and the teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus got more blessings out of the fellowship He had with His disciples than He did out of going fishing or shopping. This is not to say that there should not be any fishing or shopping. We all like to eat fish once in a while. Somebody's going to have to get those things out of the water. But my friend, if we are more excited about fishing and shopping than fellowship with our other Christian brothers and sisters, then fellowship with God, that tells us that we are disconnected, that we are, my friend, disconnected from the Creator of the universe and the lover of our souls. This takes me back to my personal experience when I was 27 years old as a public health administrator for the state of Alaska. I had a good salary working for the government and a good secure financial future, and then God called me. He said, I want you to leave and go to seminary and then take a church. And most all my relatives and friends thought I was out of my mind. I did the wrong thing. But my friend, what was wrong in the eyes of man was right in the eyes of God. They said, if you do that, you have no future. But God said, if you obey me and do what I ask you to do, you will have a future which will never end. Because of that, I'm on radio today with this great privilege of sharing with you all the unsearchable riches of Christ Jesus, our Lord. The Holy Spirit convicts the world of sin and of righteousness, and will show the world through the Lord Jesus the right way of thinking, the right way of acting, the right way of reacting, the righteousness of God. And next week, I shall speak to you on the Holy Spirit shall convict the world of judgment. I am Pastor Schulze with the Call to Obedience radio ministry. Goodbye now, until then. In case you would like to visit the Kokomo Christian Fellowship, we meet at 10 o'clock Sunday mornings at 3215 West Judson Road in Kokomo, Indiana.